Right at this very point in time, it's a very good morning to Rachel Sargent, who is the Torres and Cape Nurse Navigator Unit Manager. I think I got it all. It's a fair mouthful. So if you've taken on a bit of a handful, did you have any experience in this area before?
Well, essentially it's about coordinating care, complex chronic disease and people coming in from Cape York and the Torres when they need to access specialist health services. So prior to this position, I worked for the Aboriginal Medical Service of Punapima for 8 years, so had some experience working across the Cape York communities, but I've been lucky enough to not only work across Cape York but across MPA and up into the Torres now with this new initiative.
How's it going so far?
Well, it's going really, really well, so much so that we're almost at full capacity and we're having to now actually turn clients down. We have over 1,500 people on our books, and there's only 9 nurse navigators and 2 fantastic nurse nav support officers for the whole population of people that need to access services in the hospitals, both in Cairns, Townsville and further south, when they need to access specialist services.
Right, so what's the need for the nurse navigator in the first place?
It's really to support people as they come down from the communities in order to help them access appropriate care when they get here, because it can be very confusing when you come in from some of the more remote areas to get into the hospital system, understand the different appointment systems, where you've got to go, how you go there, what it means to go to outpatients, what it means to be an inpatient, when you might need to stay longer so that you can continue your treatment post-operatively or preoperatively, and giving the families the support and ability to access the care they so deserve.
How come it took so long to get to this point?
That's a very good question. Very good question. Well, this initiative has now been going for nearly 4 years. It came from the Office of the Chief Nurse, which is in Brisbane, and all the HHSs across Queensland have this. But ours is a little bit different in the model of care that we have, purely because of the nature of the client group that we look after. We have about a 96 to 97% Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander descent client group, and we really support, I think it's 32 different primary healthcare centres and tertiary centres that are remote area based, with all of their clients when they come down. At this point, although we have fantastic hospitals in Cooktown, Weeper and TI, a lot of specialist services are not available there as yet. We're working on it, but we don't have them there yet. So people have to travel out to come and access the care they need to manage their complex chronic disease.
For some people coming from some communities, English would not be their primary language. So how do you get on with the language side of things?
Well, we use all of our colleagues that we possibly can. We're particularly lucky that we have our Indigenous support officers into our team, but we also will access the ILOs at the hospital. We'll use family. We'll access whichever way makes it easier for people. We also use translators and interpreters where we need to in order to help people understand.
Yeah. And sometimes it's not even just language, it's probably the speed at which people speak. So you come from a community and the lifestyle is much slower. It's a slower, you know, it's a totally different way of life. And you come into town and you've got this person that's going people just are not catching on very important information.
Yes, and particularly around medical terminology. Yeah, it's complicated at the best of times, especially, even for people like us who've been in the health industry for a long time. Often we're not quite sure what's being said to us. So yes, you're absolutely right. When people come down trying to understand the processes, the care they need and the treatments that they need to access and what it means afterwards in order to get home sustainably and stay back in their communities, because people don't want to be down here. They want to be home with their family and their friends, and we try very hard to make sure that we make that that journey much more easily and long term, so people don't have to bounce backwards and forwards to Cairns, Townsville, Brisbane. They can stay at home and get the care they need back home with their primary healthcare teams on the ground.
What draws you to work with primarily Indigenous people?
I think I'm very privileged to work with Indigenous people. A very wonderful group of people that have shown me nothing but kindness and generosity and shared their culture. It's very interesting. I'm very privileged to work with this group of people. I have a lot of respect and time for a culture that's so old and so interesting and has really battled diversity across the years to get where they are now, and they continue to do so. And I'm very lucky to be there, and I'm fortunate to count many friends and colleagues from Indigenous, well, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander backgrounds.
Margaret, thanks for coming in. We wish you well with your journey. And very shortly, we're going to talk to an Indigenous nurse navigator, Eileen Lampton, and in just a few moments. And we have in the studio live Eileen Lampton, who's an Indigenous nurse navigator. Thank you for joining us in the studio. And welcome to Black Star.
Thank you very much for having us.
Look. First of all, Eileen, tell us about your role. What does it encompass?
All right, so I'm the Indigenous Nurse Navigator Support Officer. I work with I'm based here in Cairns, and I work with five different nurse navigators.
Yeah.
And I'm as a support to the nurse navs as we're delivering our healthcare to nurse navigator clients from the Cape and Torres. And my job is to help with the cultural aspects of it, ensuring culturally appropriateness, cultural safety, as well as that the clients are understanding the information that's given about their whatever procedures or actually their health condition that they're down here for, and other supports that they do. It's a whole holistic approach that we're doing with the clients.
So you must find at times you've not only got this patient, but you've got a large family group that you're dealing with as well that probably don't understand exactly what's going on.
Yeah, you've got to take that into account, that even though what we've got is people from the Torres and then people from the Cape and different communities and the dynamics of each of those communities, what's available in those communities, and then the individual families of those communities down to that each person has their own needs in themselves. They are very much individuals in their health needs.
I think one thing that's probably overlooked has been overlooked for many years is the actual fear for some people, out of their home environment. Some people have hardly ever left their community all of their lives, and then they're in this strange place, building, with people that are having trouble communicating their needs to. It must be a fearful experience for some.
Yeah, it's very frightening for them. And some of these communities, English is not it's not their first language, it's not their second language, So, understanding them and what they're dealing with, having to come to down to Cairns, having to stay in accommodation, and then navigate throughout the whole health system, understanding what the tests are, understanding the language that the hospital and the medical staff are using, for them. And it can be quite daunting. And then unfortunately for some of these families, they're having to move from those communities to get access to appropriate health care, and that is a major impact on them, because of this. And all those the dynamics around that, then with them having to find appropriate accommodation, the whole lifestyle, transportation, everything, it's quite.
Yeah, when they built that new building opposite the hospital for accommodation, I think it's Red Cross from memory, they probably could have got multiplied by 10 and made it like one of those big ones down main part of Cairns, because the demand for accommodation is quite astronomical. If you've got a family of families usually being of a larger size as well, you might have a family of five or six that needs accommodation, not just the partner, for instance.
And unfortunately for some of the dynamics of the family strength and how they can help assist the person that's having to have the healthcare. But unfortunately, they can't have all their family around them, so they can only just have one escort with them at times, and that can be, a bad thing, particularly if mums have to come and leave their children back in community. The impact on families is really great.
What led you into this particular field, being an Indigenous nurse navigator support officer? What attracted you into this area?
I've worked in health and Indigenous health for close to 30 years. Very passionate about helping our people in these circumstances now, from primary health care, education, screening and supporting them, to this sort of thing now when they came to the hospital, and overcoming all the barriers of language, of understanding the procedures, the whole dynamics, and then personal experiences too, actually cut close to the heart of where you've seen your, you know, family members not get the appropriate care, and people around you, your own, you know, and a larger family not being looked after the way that they should be. So, you know, I'm quite passionate and had this desire to make sure that everybody just gets what the respect and the appropriate care that they need.
That respect, that's a big one. Have you got a story without using names, a good news story of somebody that was in a dire situation and you're able to get on the right track or something like that?
Well, I think there's a lot of stories, but I think one that where I was, I think where you were in a position, I was giving a health talk to a group of diabetics, and yes, they're diabetics, and this is a long-term, it's a chronic condition with them, but I had a great experience of explaining it, and I'm actually acting out how insulin works in the body and how it wants to get into, you know, to allow the sugar to do its job, and I'm actually acting out how this works. And when you see the light come on in people, and you guess that I saw in a gentleman that he understood his condition because it was in a language that he understood, those are the moments you live for. When you see the empowerment that happens by giving the people the right information at the right time so they can understand, it's a really good feeling.
Great stuff. Well, look, keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Because it is, it can be quite challenging at times. You can't please everybody all of the time. You can only try your very best. And hopefully, a couple of months down the track, and you feel like you want to do an update, where you know exactly where Black Star Radio is.
Excellent. Thank you very much.